Alan Jackson at 103.9 The Boot with Little Bitty. Some big decisions had to be made by churches all across America and in our neighborhood about whether to stay open or not stay open, the majority of which have made the decision to be closed. On the phone line with me right now from the First Baptist Church of Brooksville, Pastor Scott Harris. Like so many other churches, you guys had to make that decision to not be open on Sunday morning.
We made that decision a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, as we struggled and prayed through the decision between loving God and loving neighbor, we really just felt it was the best decision in order to try to keep our community safe and not spread the virus potentially. And also, you know, Romans 13 really challenges us to submit to the government above us and to pray for them. And so we really felt that was the best decision.
It is a good decision. But then you carry on. This is a time when people in your flock may need special help and reassurance and guidance. And you're still able to get that done, right, using social media.
How you shepherd and minister to people is has to change. We certainly, it's unorthodox from what we've always known. We've been utilizing and leveraging quite a few social media platforms for several years, and so our people are used to that through websites and through Facebook and just through Instagram and through different vehicles that we were using to try to just minister and constantly encourage. So it's not a massive change for us, other than we just cannot meet in person.
Oh, yeah, and there are going to be some people in your church who have not utilized the social media, and now they're going to have to learn. And, hey, you know, I'll say a special prayer for them that they get over their phobia about social media and get a chance to use
yeah.
it. Question is, your services on Sunday, are you still doing them? Are you doing them live online? How are you doing that?
Yeah, so we've been, for about 3.5 years, we've been streaming our services live on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. You type in FBC Brooksville, and it goes to our Facebook page. And every Sunday at 10:45, we've been streaming those services live. The past two Sundays, we've streamed live. I'm preaching to an empty sanctuary.
That's got to be strange for you.
It is slightly different, but I read a pastor that said this the other day. His quote was, "If it feels strange, remember you've only ever been preaching to an audience of one."
Yeah, good thought.
Great reminder.
So it's going to be 10:45 this Sunday morning. You go to website, which is fbcbrooksville.org, and follow the links, right?
You go to the resource tab up at the top, the very top of the resource page. There's a link that takes you right to our Facebook page, or you can go directly to our Facebook page, and it will stream live starting at 10:45.
Is it recorded so people could play it back later, or is it live?
Yeah, it stays on the Facebook page, so you can visit the Facebook page at any time after the service, and it stays up there. And we also post it to our website as well, which I looked at it yesterday. It's been viewed 1,400 times. Just crazy, the footprint, what the Lord can use with these troubling days.
You're still taking phone calls and things at the church, right?
Absolutely. We have a smaller staff. We're way under that less than 10 people rule. But yeah, church offices are still open Monday through Friday, 9 to 2. Anyone can call if they need somebody to pray with, if they have a question. We're still available to minister to the community in that way as well.
And you can get the phone number at fbcbrooksville.org. Very good, Pastor. Appreciate you. The best of luck to you and all the pastors who are trying to figure out how to navigate their way through this. Hey, if you have a church that you've been giving to, this might be a time not to forget to give, and you can do that online, right?
I've just encouraged folks, if you have a home church, there is a thing called the U.S. Postal Service. You can still mail your giving, because just like every other business is now having to really think right. about utilities to pay and salaries to pay and those things. And we support a lot of other ministries, not just our church. If possible, continue to be faithful, even in those ways. Just really, really grateful for you guys being thoughtful and caring about the spiritual needs of the community. So, brother, love you a lot. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Pastor Scott Harris of the First Baptist Church of Brooksville, open for business online. Sunday services at 10:45, and their website again is fbcbrooksville.org. If that's not your church, check your church. They're probably doing something online too.
Good morning. Your traffic update brought to you as a service.